in the background. They stopped running. And they just slowly came walking towards me. And this horse lying on the floor, on the grass to my right, he stood up. Just a bit confused, what's this? And again, he started to walk towards me. And those horses were grassing. They stopped grassing. And they also came walking towards me. And those horses were just restlessly just walking around. They too lifted up their head and looked at me and just came walking towards me. And I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, maybe a bit more, all of those horses had stopped what they were doing. And they were lined up in front of me. Inside the fence, I was staying outside. They were all lined up, just like in the beginning of a horse race. They were lined up, 10 horses, close up to the fence, looking at me. I remember there was only one of the horses who was a bit skeptical. He was kind of backed up half a meter compared to the other ones. But in general, all those horses, they just stopped what they were doing. And a process of calming down started. They came, they lined up, and they just stood there. I was standing there looking at them, and they were standing there looking at me. I don't know for how long. They calmed down. All the activities, everything they did, changed. And for me, that is one of the best similes I have for your mind. This is how your mind works. Your mind have all these horses running around inside, all your emotions, all your fears, all your desires, all your anger, all your stress, all your restlessness, whatever you have inside in your heart. The only way for those emotions in your mind to calm down, all those horses which have all their activities inside your mind, is just to watch. Whatever it is you have inside your heart, the only thing you need to do is to watch and just be. And don't do anything. Because those activities, emotions, cravings, if you are passive and just watch, you stand outside your mind and watch inside your heart, inside your mind, passive, they will calm down. But it takes a while. Just that it took a while for all those horses up to kind of stop what they were doing and calm down and just completely stop in front of you. That is the way you can calm down your mind. That is the way towards peace of mind, tranquility, harmony, and this is where joy can arise. Joy arises and rapture and really strong emotions, really positive, strong emotions, they arise out of a peaceful mind. If your mind is full of activities, there's all these horses running around inside of you, joy cannot arise. Not real, strong joy. They cannot and they will not arise. But if you can calm down everything you have inside and just allow yourself to be and don't do anything, you will find peace. And we have some techniques to help you do that. Because it's kind of difficult, or actually kind of, it is difficult. It is difficult to try to take this inner hand you have in your mind, all the things you want to do, to pull that out and leave what's going on in your mind alone. That's difficult. You're so used to doing things. And you're so used to manipulating, changing, pushing your mind, your heart. And to help you, we have these techniques. We call it like breath meditation. We call it walking meditation. We call it metta or kindness meditation. It's a way to swap channel in your mind. You watch this TV channel, and instead of watching that normal TV channel you're following, you swap to another channel. And you put your awareness and your mindfulness on something else than what's normally going on in your mind, so it can calm down. And one of the most common objects of meditation is just your breath. Breath is an object which is quite easy to find, to focus on. So you take your mindfulness or your awareness, sitting silent somewhere, and see whether you just can observe the breath. You observe the breath instead of everything else which is going on in your mind. And you stop riding, just as you can ride a horse, you stop riding those emotions you have inside. You jump off those horses inside for a while as an experiment to see what happens when you try to put your focus on something else. The result is peace. And later on, joy and rapture. So first, breath meditation. Breath meditation is, let's see here, I have some keywords here. It's basically just watching your breath as it goes in and out, and nothing more than that. There is one thing I want to add. If your mind is really full of activities, full of restlessness and cravings or whatever it is, there is something you can do to make your meditation object bigger. Because if your mind is really restless, you will not be able to settle down on your breath and just be with your breath. You will be drawn out of your breath, away from your breath, into your normal old habits. And you can play around a bit by adding something onto the breath as an object of meditation. Lots of people are using visualizations. They can kind of create some kind of imaginary, repetitive, little fantasy, which you can watch with your inner eye, following the breath. And it can be anything. You can make a little beautiful world inside of your mind. A little fantasy with some small movements which follow the breath. And how you do that, that's up to you. If you want to make this breath object a bit bigger, more entertaining, because your mind needs it, your mind is disturbed with lots of activities, then see whether you can do that. There's something you can add on top of your breath. Just ask your mind whether there's a little visualization you can create in parallel to the breath. Another thing some people do is adding some tiny bit of intellectual activity in parallel to the breath, which is just counting. You breathe in and out, and one, and in and out, two, in and out, three, in and out, four. And as you follow the breath, you have this little, tiny little bit of intellectual activity to make your object of meditation a bit bigger, more entertaining for a restless mind. But then as your mind calms down, you can start with focusing on the breath and maybe adding some own, you can make some visualizations and you can make it bigger. But then as your mind is calming down, you can just throw out things. So maybe you start with both focusing on your breath and some kind of visualization and some kind of counting. Maybe you can, after a while, if you feel your mind is calming down, you can just chuck out counting. So then you're just breathing with a little inner fantasy following the breath. And if your mind calms down even more, you chuck out your little fantasy. So then you're only stuck with the breath. And your mind is calm enough to stay with the breath for a long, long time. And when your mind calms down even more, you can even chuck out the breath. You focus on the breath. So the breath will kind of, just as most of you now, you're not aware of your breath. You may be aware of what I'm saying. And when your mind is getting calm enough, you can just even chuck out the breath and just be aware of peace. Just be aware of joy, which will arise out of a peaceful mind. No counting, no kind of imaginations or fantasies, no breath, just peace. And put your attention on peace. So, when you sit down, first of all, try to make your body, wherever you sit on the floor, like some of you do, or you sit in a chair, try to put your body into a really, really comfortable position. Do not try to be tough. It doesn't work. It's difficult enough, I promise you. It's difficult enough to meditate. And you don't need, in addition to that, pain in your body. Aches, which take your attention away from the breath. Try to sit somehow, somewhere, either here or in your room, or wherever it is, out in the forest, with comfort. Don't cause any pain to your body. Be really, really kind to your body. So put your body in a comfortable position. If you can sit on the floor, please do that. If you cannot, sit on a chair. Doesn't matter where it is. As long as your body is comfortable, that's good enough. And then just close your eyes and see whether you can just look at the breath or something else you add in addition to your breath in the beginning. And just stay with that for a while. You will see that your mind will wander. It will go somewhere else. You will be drawn back into some kind of thinking or fantasy. You will, until your mind calms down. When your mind calms down, then you can stay with the breath for a long, long time without effort. In the beginning, if there is some endeavor, some effort to be done, to, with extreme kindness, put your attention back on the breath. And you stay there for a while, and you just drift off into some kind of fantasy, some kind of idea, some kind of emotion you have. And with just really, really deep kindness, take your mindfulness back on your meditation object. For example, the breath. Be really, really, really kind to yourself. Be really, really kind to your mind. And just know that it takes a while for your mind to calm down so you're able to stay with a like breath effortlessly, with beauty and with joy. There is an initial phase where it is a bit difficult, and you have to move your attention back to your object again and again and again until your mind somehow calms down. So comfort an object and stay with that object for a long time. In this schedule we have here, we said like 1 hour of sitting meditation and 1 hour of walking meditation, etc. That's up to you. If you feel that half an hour sitting and then 1 hour of walking, or you have to adjust yourself. Somebody of you, I don't know, yesterday I said maybe 30% of you are completely new. You just have to adapt and play around. For those of you who are new, this is in 2 days, the only thing we can do is to take the first baby steps. It will take a while. This is like an introduction. And for those who are really new, when you start to do breath meditation and you close your eyes, please not, lots of people end up with crossing their eyes when they end up just taking their eyes together and looking, kind of focusing on the tip of their nose or something. So they end up with their eyes kind of screwed up for hours. So when you start to meditate, just make sure that your eyes inside, when they're closed, are normal, looking straight forward. Don't direct your eyes any direction inside your eyes. It will hurt after a while if you do that. What you will find with breath meditation and any other meditation is that in the beginning it's more difficult. Your mind is more restless, there's more activities, more disturbances. But if you do this properly, continuously, it will be easier and easier and easier and easier. And after a while, it happens all by itself. Your mind, after a while, will prefer to be in this state of meditation, peacefully, all by yourself. But in the beginning, there is a phase where we start with a restless mind with lots of activities, and that's where you need some endeavor, some effort. You just take your mind back, take it back, try to hang on to that breath long enough for your mind to calm down. And when you do that, when you are able to put your mindfulness on this object, whatever it is, everything else in the background of you will calm down. That's the point. The point isn't itself to look at the breath. The point is that if you focus on the breath long enough, everything else inside of your heart will calm down and disappear. That's the point. So that's breath meditation. The other thing is, I want to say a few words about is walking meditation. Walking meditation is a really good exercise because it's difficult to just sit and do sitting meditation all the time. Especially when you're a beginner, you need some activities. And especially if you sit on the ground, your legs start to ache. And then having some activities, moving your body, is a good variation. So you're going back and forth about sitting still and then doing something. And this doing thing is walking. And that's why we have these three walking meditation halls on each side and in the back. The point is the same. The point is to get to put your attention, your mindfulness, on an object. So you can stick to that for a long time. So everything else can calm down. And in walking meditation, we focus on the feelings of your feet. So when you step down, you can feel that your feet are touching the ground. First your heels, and then maybe your middle part and your toes. That feeling of touch is an object of meditation. So the only thing you do is just to walk back and forth, back and forth, and back and forth, and feel how it is to walk. And the easiest thing to feel is just the touch of your feet touching the ground, or the carpets in here. And it's that simple. You go to the end of the walking path, you turn around somehow, and you walk back. Then you turn around again, and you walk up and down and up and down, trying to rest your mind on the feeling of touch, your leg touching the carpet. Instead of riding whatever is going on in your mind, you start to follow and look at the feeling of touch, and only that. If you want to try that, please take off your socks. That kind of increases the feeling of touch, so it's easier. And in regards to speed, I've seen so many different meditators. Somebody is walking really fast. They're almost running back and forth and back and forth. And somebody makes a lot of effort into making it extremely slow. And I think, or my experience is that it just has to be natural. And it does change. In the beginning, if you try to do walking meditation, and you have like a restless mind with lots of activities, you will be walking a bit fast. It's just nature. But if you do that long enough, you stay in a retreat like this for enough days, your mind will calm down. And then you naturally will walk slower. And if you get really peaceful in a retreat, you're just walking so slow. You're just enjoying walking really slowly. So for me, my recommendation is just whatever is natural to you. Don't make any competition out of who can walk the fastest or who can walk the most slow. Just walk naturally, the way you are now. Not too slow and not too fast for you. You have to decide this. In general, all these techniques which you are teaching, you have to play around yourself. You have to play around and find your own way and adjust a bit. So it kind of fits your mind and your habits. And the only way you can do that is just trying and doing it. And then you will learn after a while the way you want to do it. That is basically what I wanted to say this morning. So try now for this day. Try to be kind. Try to be here, just be here and don't do anything. Try to be silent. Try to be generous towards yourself and just give this whole weekend just to yourself. Give yourself this weekend 100%. Try to calm down. try to find peace. Try to play around with some breath meditation, some walking meditation. If you're really tired, go have a nap. If you are tired, that means that you need to sleep. It's better that you, at least, if everything else fails, if you stay here and you get enough sleep, then you can go back after retreat with less sleep deprivation. At least. Is that any question to this? So up till now for a couple of hours, until lunch. Lunch is, when is lunch? 11. 11 o'clock is lunch. So now there's 2 and 3 hours where you can do your meditation, try to do breath, try to do walking. I just also want to mention lying meditation, especially for those of you who are new. You can also do lying meditation, meaning you can just go back to your room and just lie down on your bed and do meditation while you're lying down. That can be a good way of meditation, but it's not recommended at all if you are sleepy and early in the morning, because it's so easy to fall asleep. Your intention is to meditate while you're lying down, but you end up falling asleep because you are so programmed through all your life that a bed is mainly for sleeping. So when you lie down, your body just goes into sleep mode and you fall asleep instead of meditation. But if you are really awake, so you know you will not fall asleep, you can lie down on the bed. If you lie down on the bed, there's no pain at all. So there's no bodily disturbances which disturbs your mind, your meditation. And there are lots of people, including myself, who does lying meditation and have lots of benefit out of that. It's probably the most comfortable meditation position. And I remember this one monk I know, he's not here in Australia, he said that lying meditation is probably the easiest way to get into deep meditation. But it's not straightforward because you have all your conditioning from the past that lying in a bed is sleeping, so you fall asleep. So if you try lying meditation and you fall asleep, okay, then don't do that. But if you can lie down on your bed and you try to do breath meditation and you don't fall asleep, then that's okay. Try that. There's one little nice recommendation about lying meditation is that if you try to do lying meditation, then create yourself a position, a posture when you're lying, which you use every time you do lying meditation, which is not the same position you have when you go to sleep. So if you can create a kind of a lying posture which you find comfortable for lying meditation, and you use that every time, that posture, that means that you are kind of reconditioning your mind to, when you're lying down in this position, that means meditation. And when you lie down in that position, that means sleeping. So then after a while doing that, your body or your mind will learn that if you lie down this way, it's meditation. If you lie down that way, it's sleep. And in that way you can avoid falling asleep doing lying meditation. So if you want to try lying meditation, do that. If you fall asleep, then it's the wrong time to do lying meditation, lying down meditation. Then maybe sitting meditation or walking meditation is better. So play around for a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, and then we have lunch. And after lunch, there's a new session until we meet again in the evening. And if anybody of you want to have a short interview with me, just put your name down on the paper in the entrance area, and we can have a quick chat if anybody wants. And again, if anybody have a question, please write it down on a piece of paper, and then put it in the basket outside this hall, and then we can make a little evening session out of those questions tonight at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Oh, yeah, 8 o'clock. Okay. Good.